Nazir, Perkvov Mishneches. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hevi Shalosh Behemis Velo Perish. The Nazir brings the three animals, but he doesn't explain which animals for which. Normally, like the Rab points out, all Karbanos, you have to call them the shame of the carbon you're bringing. But in this case, since each animal is a different animal, and they're specific for a different carbon, like a keves is for an ola, a kivsa is for a chatas, and the ayil is for the Hashem. So we know all these animals, what they're for. So in this case, even though he didn't explain it, haru'uya l'chatas tikruv chatas, that which is fitting for a chatas, which is a kivsa, which is the female sheep, is brought as a chatas, la'ola tikruv ola. The animal fit for the ola is brought as the carbon ola, l'shlam tikruv shlamim, and the animal, the ram that's fit for the shlam is brought as a shlam. In other words, it's understood that that's what he meant. He did say over here that these animals were for his Naziris, that he had to have said, but once he says that, we know which ones are which. That's what Bishim Gamliel says. Mishnah continues, Hayanoto Sa'ar Roish Nizro Umshaleach Tachas Hadud. He then takes the hair from his head, from his Naziris, and he puts it underneath the pot, because they're going to cook the Shlamim. V'imgilach b'medina, and if he happened to have shaved his hair, so the way the Rav learns Medina here means outside the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rav points out that it's in Yerushalayim. Medina usually means, according to most Rishonim, in other places that we've had, except the Rambam, Medina is outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rav points out that here it happens to mean where outside the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Usually means anywhere. I'm not sure what would be the din if he would do this somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael. Why Dafka, the Rav, had to say Yerushalayim. The Rambam's Shita of Medina is outside Yerushalayim. Because according to the Rambam, Mikdash means not just the Beis HaMikdash, it means Yerushalayim. But we're going to go with the Rav, that if he shaved his hair in Yerushalayim, which is Medina, because it's outside the Beis HaMikdash, Hayim Shaleach Tachas Adud. Even in this case, now the way the Rav's Girsis is not like we have in the Mishnayos. It's Lo Hayim Shaleach Tachas Adud. Not Hayim Shaleach. They would not use this hair and put it underneath the pot for the Shlamim. They were not allowed to do so. Because the Gemara learns it's a drasha. The only time you take the hair of the Nazir and use it underneath the cook is if you can do it right away. If you have to take it and bring it, you have to do a mice of bringing it. It's almost like a hefsik. And the drasha teaches us, or it says, v'lokach v'nosan, has to be one right after the other. So therefore, the gerus in the Mishnah is, if you shave it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring it and put it underneath the pot. But when it comes to the shaving that they do for somebody that's tameh, they would not put that hair underneath the pot for the karbanos that they would bring. So it comes out, according to this way to learn, this is the way the Rav learns, that they would never use the hair of a person that shaved his hair outside the Beis HaMikdash. They would never use it to cook underneath. It's still a good shaving, like the Rav points out, because even though the Torah says Pesach Ohel Moed, that they would shave him, it just means the time that the Ohel Moed was Pasuach, was open, which is during the day. That's when they used to open the gates of the Ohel Moed. But as far as cooking it underneath, using it as fuel, that, according to this Shita, according to the Rav, was only in one specific scenario. If he was Tahar and he shaved in the Beis HaMikdash. But if he's Tahar and he's outside the Beis HaMikdash, like we have the Rav's Girsa, Lo Hayim Mishalech Tachas Adud, and if he's Tamei, even if he's in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah just told us, they would not put it underneath the pot. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hakol Mishalech Tachas Adud. Rabbi Meir says, they would always put the hair underneath the pot, Chutz min ha-tamei she-mibdina bilvad, except for the person that's tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash. His hair gets buried, like Tfarisol points out. But everybody else, even the tamei that's inside the Beis HaMikdash, his hair gets burned, tachas adud. And a person that's tar, whether he's inside the Beis HaMikdash when he shaves, even if he shaves outside the Beis HaMikdash, he would have to bring his hair over into the Beis HaMikdash when the time comes. He'd have to bring his hair into the Beis HaMikdash, and they would burn it underneath the shlamim.